all further evidence that mergers among the traditional giants, which are struggling to survive, will continue as the millennium moves on. Consumers began to really feel the shift in the mid-90s, when online-only general interest publications such as Salon.com and Slate.com became among the first to dip their toes in the fast-moving water. They were swiftly joined by dozens and then hundreds of other online-only publications whose combined cachet and clout now arguably comes close to commanding the attention once reserved for the evening network news or the newspapers plucked daily from the porch or newsstand. In an op-ed in the New York Times, author and NPR host Kurt Anderson aptly describes the 1990s as the era in which the digital age got fully underway, and I quote, "At the beginning of the decade, almost none of us had heard of the web, and we didn't have browsers, search engines, digital cell phone networks, fully 3D games, or affordable and powerful laptops. By the end of the decade, we had them all," end quote. Although the changes in the media started almost two decades ago, many marketers, branding experts, authors, small business owners, entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and activists are still operating as if they remain in a media environment where top-down messaging is the only way to grow support for ideas, products, and services. As a result, major companies around the world are spending billions of dollars on PR and marketing processes that are not suited for this new environment. Individuals looking to grow their own platform focus far too much attention and resources strictly on traditional.